Okay, I'm joined with Angus Mackay. Angus, we'll start with tonight's game. Obviously, a disappointing result. We've come up against a team that were in form. How would you sum up the game?
Obviously, like you said, we were playing against a good side tonight, right up there in second in the league, so we knew it was going to be a tough game. Obviously, we think we're capable of performing better than we did tonight. 6-0 at home is obviously a very disappointing result and probably our heaviest ever home defeat, so very disappointing, but obviously we've got to learn from that and move on to Saturday.
Yeah, you mentioned Saturday. Obviously, we're playing against a team that are near us in the league. Obviously, we're yet to win away from home this year. Do you think Saturday could be that day when we get that win? And obviously, it would be an important 3 points.
Yeah, hopefully, like you said, hopefully tonight will give us that extra motivation to kind of put things right, if you want to put it like that. We're playing, as you mentioned, a team that are nearby us in the league, so it hopefully will be a winnable game for us. Hopefully we've got a strong squad we can take away on Saturday and we can perform better, learn from tonight and, like you said, get a result and 3 points.
And you've just come back from injury. You've got a bit of time on the pitch the other week and obviously you're back on the pitch today off the bench. Do you feel like you're back to full fitness now?
My injury's recovered really well. I'm not feeling any pain anymore like I was. I had been out for quite a while with it, so I've missed obviously a lot of games and a lot of training, so my overall general fitness has dropped off quite a lot, so I think I still really need to build that up again, so I've got some hard work to do off the pitch and training, and probably need to do a bit extra in the gym and stuff like that as well to get back to full match fitness, because I'm still off the pace. I want to get fit again, I want to get sharp again so that I can play 90 minutes.
And you're obviously heavily involved in coaching in Guernsey and working with youngsters. How pleasing is it for you to see players like Thomas Dodds and now Charlton Govine getting their chance and representing Guernsey at this level?
It's really good. That's what this project's all about. Been from the start, giving local players an opportunity to play at the highest level possible for them. So it's great to see that we've got the talent on the island that are capable of playing in this league. Obviously, we had Tom Dodds, who's played a lot of games this season, still only an under-18 player, so, and he's shown that he's capable of that. Robbie Legg, again, is capable, and you know, even below that, we've got players, hopefully over the next 4, 5, 6 seasons, and the production line can hopefully continue forever and getting players into the senior team.
All the best for Saturday.
Thanks.